We've got the iconic Aboriginal Arts Market, Black Markets, which is coming to Barangaroo for NAIDOC Week. The event will see 20 artists from remote art centres from across the country showcasing their work and running workshops tomorrow by the beautiful Sydney Harbour. Joining you on the line is Black Markets curator Lindsay Urquhart. Lindsay, good morning.
Good morning, Eleanor. How are you?
Fantastic. So what an event to kick off NAIDOC. What's happening at these special black markets this week?
Yeah, so I'm actually at the site right now and it looks so good. All the art centres signs are up on the on their stalls. We've got 11 remote community art centres coming down to Sydney at Barangaroo for the black market. It's a first for us and a first for Barangaroo. So we're going to have weaving demonstrations all day. So we've got our local resident weavers, Ronnie Jordan and Ani Carleen, but we've also got special guests, the Jumpy Weavers, which is pretty much Australia's most famous weaving collective. They're from the APY lands, and we've got some also pandanus weaving demonstrations from the ladies at Catherine. They're representing Mimi Arts. We've also got food demonstrations from the Black Olive, Mark Olive himself. He's going to do two demonstrations, and the recipes that he's got are awesome. And then Jody Orchard is going to do some demonstrations as well. And we've got music all day. It's a free event, very family friendly. We've got music by Marcus Corowa, Jesse Lloyd and Emma Donovan singing mission songs. We've got Freshwater and Jeremiah Marley. And we've also got three dance performances. The first one will be by Ghana Aboriginal Women's Dance Group from Blue Mountain. And then we've got two other performances during the day. So there's loads of things to suit a variety of interests.
Yeah, wow, something to suit everyone, right?
Yeah, including the diversity of products. We've chosen the art centres to come down with their artists, which is a very rare opportunity for artists to come to see every aspect of the supply chain, you know, so getting to meet those people who fall in love with their art directly.
Yeah, that's wonderful, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've got 20 artists from 11 remote art centres. Can you just tell us, how did you choose them? So they're from Northern Territory, Western Australia and South Australia, right?
Yeah, so we actually, we were successful in developing a program called The Heart in Art as the charity First Hand Solutions. And it's part of our ongoing belief and commitment to trying to tackle the issues firsthand, like, you know, be the first hand at tackling issues that Aboriginal people face today, such as incarceration, suicide and poor mental health, et cetera, and give them at least economic development opportunities and along with that cultural resilience. And so we built this program and we were funded and supported by Barangaroo the whole way. And so when we initially got notified that we were successful, we ended up calling every art centre. And so there's a guide to ethical purchasing of Aboriginal art. And it has a list of all of the Aboriginal art centres in Australia. So we made contact directly with every art centre and we emailed them the application form. And then it was up to the art centres themselves to apply for the opportunity.
Okay. So can you tell us a little bit more about the artists who are travelling here? So where are they from?
So the furthest is probably from Maningrida in Northern in Arnhem Land. We've got ladies from Fitzroy Crossing, Alice Springs, Ernabella and Almeter in South Australia, which I've just found out are really tiny communities, but they've got an extremely talented bunch of people in their community. So they're really high-end art, successful artists, although they're, you know, not very heavy in population. We've got people coming from Catherine, a few different art centres from around the Alice Springs region, And Newman. Newman is very remote as well in Western Australia. So the Marty Millie mob have arrived last night and they're just beside themselves. Really excited. And they're some of our younger artists. We've got artists that are ranging from about 78 years of age to about 21.
Oh, wow. So some of them would be their first time in Sydney?
Yeah, 100%. But there's a few artists who have actually been here before and had exhibitions. So some of these artists are very successful. And they have been to Sydney before, but still, it's still very unfamiliar. They're used to living in community and remote community, so it's big city lights and and lifestyle is pretty overwhelming.
Oh, wow. It's wonderful to be able to, you know, bring the two together. That's fantastic. So what is what's something that I guess is your favourite or your highlight of the black markets?
My highlight of the APY ladies who are doing their jumpy weaving are just full of energy and spirit. They arrived first, so I've spent the most time with those ladies. And the Rockyview ladies from Fitzroy Crossing are doing some really exciting stuff with their with jewellery and with medicine scarves. So they're doing Aboriginal dyeing technique of boiling the scarves in some bush medicine and plants, so bush foods and bush medicine. And so they've got a really stunning result, and they've got some jewellery that they went out bush to collect, and they're some of our younger artists. So, yeah, I think those two art centres present something really exciting.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thank you so much. We are running out of time, but thank you so much for talking to us this morning.